From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The United Nations will send a team to Iraq to try to bridge disagreements about the transfer of power there. Secretary General Kofi Annan made that announcement today during an Oval Office meeting with President Bush.
I have decided to send in a team that would go in to try and work with the Iraqis in finding the way forward.
Annan acknowledged that there are obstacles in that way forward, most importantly the method for selecting a transitional government. The U.S. wants to hold regional caucuses. The powerful Shiite cleric, Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, favors direct elections. At the White House today, Annan said the U.N. experts will try to address those differences and seek common ground among competing Iraqi groups.
I hope this team I'm sending in will be able to play a role getting the Iraqis to understand that if they could come to some consensus and some agreement on how to establish that government, they are halfway there.
UN Secretary General Kofi Annan at the White House today.
Shashi Tharoor is the UN Undersecretary General. He came by to talk with us today about the UN's role in Iraq, about elections and security there. Tharoor says UN election officials have experience running and monitoring elections in more than 70 countries.
They have a broad sense of what it takes to conduct an effective election. In the situation in Iraq, they'll also have to bear in mind the security situation. They'll have to look at the ways in which people can organize themselves and mobilize themselves to campaign for an election, and the ways in which people will be able to express their views freely and safely. And they'll also have to see how long it takes to get all this going. I mean, normally, for example, the issues of voter registration alone might be a serious impeding factor. Now, I'm not prejudging the range of the issues they're going to consider, but they will try and meet with a lot of people in Iraq before coming to an experienced technical judgment as to whether elections are possible before the 30th of June.
Anyone who approaches the issue, it seems, of the timing of an election in Iraq confronts, among other problems, this one. Members of the majority in Iraq, the Shiite Muslims, many of whom take guidance from the Grand Ayatollah Sistani, say they want an election quick, one person, one vote. The Kurdish minority up in the north of the country, very, very mindful of guaranteeing its autonomy within a federal Iraq, don't want to have that kind of an election. They want to have some constituent assembly that's mindful of their interests. Could the UN team bring their political influence to bear on that question, or is that just something that Iraqis are going to have to decide for themselves?
I think it's something Iraqis will have to decide for themselves for one very good reason, which is that right now we are in a process that the UN, was not actually part of devising. Mm-hmm. The June 30 deadline comes from a November 15th agreement between the Coalition Provisional Authority and the Iraqi Governing Council. So we are really coming in to answer two specific questions we've been asked by those who have already agreed this between them. One is, can elections, in our technical judgment, be conducted before the 30th of June? And if not, what else can be done that would help meet some of the concerns, as you correctly pointed out, of those who feel that all representative sections of Iraqi society should have their voice heard? Now, our point is quite simply this. We would like to do what is best for the Iraqi people. We certainly expect that we would have a role in the phase after sovereignty has been handed over to an Iraqi government. And we're also conscious, as Secretary General Kofi Annan put it, that unless this phase, the pre-sovereign handover phase, is handled right, the second phase might not even get off the ground.
Oh, I've heard it attributed to some of the Shia leadership that if the UN experts come to Iraq and for their own reasons and based on their own experience say, look, you can't have a one-man, one-vote election in June, that's one thing. If they're perceived as carrying water for the White House, that's quite another. How will the UN be able to maintain the appearance of its own independence if it is, say, to be escorted around Iraq by coalition troops, let's say, and depend upon the U.S. for security while they're there?
Well, the appearance of independence is one way of putting it. I would speak of the reality of our independence, mm-hmm. because the only way in which we have any credibility around the world in the election business is because we have consistently been independent, been impartial, been above the fray in all the countries in which we've worked, and we have not been seen as doing the bidding of any particular government. At the same time, you're right to point out that security is a real constraint in Iraq, and we have no choice in any country in which we're deployed but to seek security from those who are in a position to provide it. In the case of Iraq, that means indeed seeking security from the coalition authorities and, of course, their Iraqi police and armed forces as well, I'm sure. Our view is we need to be secure to do our work. At the same time, we need to be credible for our work to be useful. If we are seen, to use your phrase, as carrying water for the US, we will not be useful to the US because our conclusions will only carry weight if they're seen as completely independent of those who invited us in.
But if, in fact, say, the Iraqis who want to work for the UN in Iraq or want to be a part of election monitoring, let's say, if they become targets of attacks in Iraq, which is certainly not out of keeping with what's been happening over the past several months, does that then become the sort of situation that is too fraught with risk and that jeopardizes the whole idea of transfer of sovereignty and elections?
Well, we'll obviously have to examine our own role, but don't forget that our national staff have actually been working in Iraq throughout this period, even after we withdrew our internationals. We have over 1,000, almost 1,500 people doing everything from trucking water in to providing medical and relief supplies, and these are Iraqi nationals working for UN agencies on the ground. So certainly it is our hope that they would not be targeted, because what they're doing has nothing to do with the politics of the country. They would continue doing it whoever was in power. They're doing it to help ordinary Iraqis. And the UN's entire message here is, look, we are not part of the war. The war is over. The coalition's won the war. We're here to ensure that the Iraqi people win the peace.
Shashi Tharoor, Under Secretary General of the United Nations.